Welcome to Decide to Transform. You made it to level 2, deeper questions leading to deeper answers. I'm Tomas Garza, and I'm here to help you decide to transform. I'll be setting the pace for the process to support your unfolding. Learn and commit to a practice that brings simplicity and awareness of what is ready to be released. Join me now and allow the experience of a deeper sense of love. Welcome, welcome to Decide to Transform. I hope everybody's having a beautiful day wherever you are in the world. I am your host, Tomas Garza, and I'm excited to jump right into it today because we have got a wonderful show on tap for you. I am joined today by a very special guest teacher. Some of you may know her already, and for those of you who don't, my beautiful wife, Cindy Garza, is here today with me to talk about health, wellness, and spirituality. So I want to say a couple of words before we bring Cindy on and let her take your questions and tell about her experience with this topic. She is the person to talk about this topic, guys. Cindy owned a women's health club in McMinnville, Oregon for 21 years. She is a health and wellness and fitness industry expert with years and years, in fact, decades of experience. And now she runs a health and wellness coaching business, a transformational health and wellness business. She is an expert health coach and is here today and ready to join us to share her wisdom and insight with you. And I'm excited to have her on. Cindy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's my pleasure. So, guys, guys out there listening, Cindy loves to answer questions, and I get to witness every day her taking her clients from a place of feeling stuck and frustrated to feeling much more empowered with their own health and wellness and fitness journeys. And it's a critical component, the component of spirituality. So, Cindy, as someone who gets to see you in action every day, I want to ask you, as far as coming on the show today, how did you choose this topic of health, wellness, and spirituality?
Wow. Well, you know, really, we were just sitting here talking one day and talking about your show, and I was thinking about how my life has been transformed so incredibly by embracing spirituality in my own health and wellness practice. And I realized that over the years, I have had a lot of concepts that have kept me from going there to that place when I talked about health and wellness. And I realized that because of that, I was holding that back from other people, and I was keeping them from really being able to go as deep as I feel that I get to go with my health and my wellness. And it's such an important element to the whole process. And then I also realized how in so many ways all along I've been coaching my clients in this way, mm-hmm. but not embracing it as thoroughly as I have in the more recent past. And I realized this is important. I need to share this more thoroughly with people, help them take their experience in creating wellness and transforming their lives and their lifestyles and everything. I need to take it to a different level with them. And it has been so fun and so well received. And it's not in a forceful way. It's not in a judgmental way. It's not in a preachy way, because that's not the way that I feel that it's, you know, well received by any means. Right. And I have, you know, just really enjoyed finding the different ways to express it and to share it and to awaken it in my clients.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. So it certainly has been a journey for you. And you mentioned a minute ago concepts that were in your way of incorporating this. So would you say some more about the concepts that you did have?
Oh, wow, yeah. I think, you know, the self-judgment concepts that we have, we judge ourselves, but then we judge others before we even get them a chance to decide for themselves. And we decide that they're not going to want to hear what we have to say. We decide that they're not going to think what we have to say is valuable. And that low confidence thing is it's so debilitating. And I found that I allowed that to guide me through much of my life and much of just opening up and letting those kinds of things just come out because I was afraid people wouldn't want to hear it. But then I realized, you know what? There's a whole lot of really awesome people who want to hear things that are going to help them grow and become better and awaken to different opportunities in their lives, in their minds, in their spirituality, in their health, in their practice of all the things that are going to help them improve in life. And by keeping it to myself, I couldn't do that. And so I just wanted to start sharing more of that.
I love that. Yeah, and I think that so many people that find themselves in the role of a teacher or a coach or instructor, if you're listening out there and you play this role in whatever form in your life, it really at some point becomes about sharing and letting your concept of, Cindy, like you said, self-judgment aside and realizing, gosh, we have something that is of great value to people, and why are we withholding that? So, yeah. Now,
right.
Let me ask you another question about your involvement in the health and the wellness industry. How did you first get started in this journey in the first place? I mean, how did you first get into the health and wellness business?
Well, you know, I would say the thing that probably drew me into it the quickest was the desire for community. I was young. Okay. I was a young mom. I was a young mom who wanted, well, I wanted exercise, and I really started in the realm of exercise. That is where I started embracing, taking care of myself and realizing that if I went to a health club, I would meet other people like me who wanted to better themselves, and build community. And that was so valuable to me at that time in my life. I, you know, especially when you are younger, a mom, you are just trying to figure out your way as a parent. You need community. You need people who are going to understand where you're coming from and have ideas and tips to help you make it through just that day or that night or whatever it is. And the more that you surround yourself with that community, it makes a big difference. And so that's where I started. I started just by joining a gym and going into that environment, found that for me, learning it meant the same as teaching it. I wanted to teach others. I wanted to help them, you know, lift them up and give them the opportunity to start feeling as good as I did. And so I started teaching. I started teaching fitness classes, and it kind of evolved from there.
All right. Yeah. And how did it come to the point where you wound up owning a health club then?
Well, that was the evolvement. Definitely evolved. So I taught classes for a while as an instructor. I learned to do personal training. So I was leading I was comfortable with at the time and on the same wavelength with. And so I started teaching the classes with them, and I started doing some personal training and really finding out what they wanted, how I could help them on a personal level.
Ah,
and Yeah, the opportunity came to buy the gym, and it seemed really exciting and wonderful, and I started dreaming about what I could do with that and how I could really make a difference and change it and make it mine. And in turn, it really became a community of women all working together to better women, to awaken and empower women to do great things. And that's kind of how I was introduced to what I'm doing now.
Okay. Well, and you said a couple of things about the power of community a minute ago. And what would you say to somebody who is interested in their health and wellness, but is not quite connected with the community? What would you say to somebody about the need for community if they think that it's just kind of something they would do and engage in alone?
Oh, wow. That is kind of like the fast track to failure in my book. I really realized that I couldn't do it alone. And I was always seeking support. I was always seeking an easier way through guidance, through mentorship, through support.
Okay.
And without it, yeah, without it, I felt like I couldn't make it. I couldn't reach that goal. And when I realized that and I started seeking it out, you know, that was when I decided that this gym thing was a really cool thing. I wanted to do it. I wanted to build that community. I knew that I personally was going to be so much more successful on my own health journey if I had that community. It was filling my cup. It was, I was giving back to them, but they were giving back to me. And that
sure.
is what, I mean, that is like the basis of spirituality. You give love, receive love, and we all grow together. We all become better. It really awakens the desire to better ourselves because we kind of see that. It's like we're looking in the mirror all the time. I give to them, they give to me, and we build on that all the time.
I love it. Okay. Yeah, and it's a two-way street and an exchange, it sounds like. And now you said something else a minute ago that I want to have you elaborate on. You mentioned when we were talking about community and how you got involved in the health and wellness industry that, and I wrote this down here, learning it was the same as teaching others. So you've equated the learning and the teaching. Would you say some more about that and how that works for you?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think it's often called accountability. You know, people
yes.
label it accountability, you know. At least that's a part of it, because if we're not telling people something that is important to us so that they can support us and reinforce it with us, then reinforce our goals, I guess is what I'm saying, then we are, again, hiding on that island. We're not a part of that community, and we're not teaching others how sharing what's important to us will help us to reach our goals, and then giving each other the opportunity to kind of feed into each other's goals.
Okay.
I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
To me, and I hope for you listening out there, I hope that that resonates as well. So, yeah, I mean, accountability, it's always very, very big. And what I want to do here is I've got another question, and I'm curious, because it's been such a journey for you, how would you say your concept of health and wellness has changed over the years?
Oh, wow. It has changed so much. It has been an ever-evolving and still is evolving thing for me. I had a very strong concept about my body and how I showed up and whether I looked good enough. And so it was very diet-based. It was very body look based, you know, that was what was the main importance for me. And I had the gym And with the gym, I was, you know, building women up. I was empowering them to, you know, love themselves and take care of themselves. But in my own mind, it's like I knew what was best. But in my own mind, I wasn't holding myself to those same standards. And I'm kind of outing myself, being very transparent here.
Yes,
but I think that that's, you know, that's part of it, though. If you don't know what the problem was, you can't fix it. And I love that I have learned through this process that that's the most important part of the process. You know, you have to know what you're working from in order to move forward. And that that is something that in the last few years, probably the last 6-7 years, really since I started more on the coaching side of things, that I have really evolved in that process. Yeah, it was very diet-based. It was very, you know, the way you look, what the number on the scale is, that's whether you're healthy or not.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And well, now it's very different.
Yes, yes, most definitely. And listeners, this is my wife, Cindy Garza, that I'm speaking with here on Decide to Transform today. So I know some of this, but we are putting her on the spot in a few really, really wonderful ways. And we're going to cut to a commercial in just a moment here. When we come back, we're going to have Cindy answer a couple of listener questions. So you'll want to stick around for that. Guys, you're listening to Decide to Transform here on Om Times Radio. We'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, author of Decide and host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. I want to ask you, if you want something in life, have you decided on it? If not, you'll listen to a limiting story about yourself. You will say you can't, you're too old, too young, etc. Decide to transform in life. Learn what you can choose to believe instead of your limiting stories. Decide. Available now in paperback and ebook.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back to Decide to Transform. I'm your host, Tomas Garza, and you are listening to a wonderful exclusive interview with my wife, Cindy Garza, health and wellness expert and a transformational health and wellness coach. All right, so before the break, Cindy was telling us about her journey in the health and fitness and wellness industry and how the importance of spirituality has come to play such a large role in her own life and in her own practice. So we have a couple of listener questions for you today, Cindy, and these are questions that people have written in to, and I invite you all listening out there. I love to have our guest teachers, or if I'm teaching on the show, I love to answer your questions about the day's topic. Anything that's pressing to you, I want to invite you all to please, if we're connected on Facebook, to send me a private message. And if we are not, to send me an email. That's tomas@tomasgarza.com. So Cindy, our first question does relate to the practice of exercise. And this is from Connie from Oregon. Connie, thank you for writing in to the show today. And Cindy, the question is this. If a person is just starting an exercise program, or if they're re-engaging, and exercise just isn't fun for them, what are some tips you would give to this person to create a more enjoyable experience around their workout?
Ah, okay. Well, you know, that was the lifestyle that I lived in all the time, or the experience I had all the time, because seriously, actually, I didn't like exercise for a very long time. And I think it's pretty interesting because I loved community and I loved to teach exercise, but I didn't want to do it myself. I don't know if that makes a whole lot of sense, but, but that was where I was always coming from in exercise. And so I grew to love it as long as I was teaching it. As far as doing it for myself, I was very challenged. And so I had to take it to a deeper level to even have that desire to do it for myself. And I know I have a close connection to exercise in Oregon, and the challenge is definitely there for people who you know, want to exercise outside because they really don't enjoy exercise, but the weather is, you know, nasty during the winter. It's cold, it's wet, it's windy, it's whatever it is. And, you know, other parts of the country where people are faced with that. And so it can, you know, it can not be very fun, not be attractive. And you already aren't in the mood for it. And so the bad weather makes it even worse. And what I really found for myself, a couple of different things. And, you know, like I mentioned, community. I mean, finding someone who will go on a walk with you. Sometimes that comes in the form of your pet. And finding ways to make exercise fun instead of like a routine that you have to do, so that you start to physically feel better just by getting the moving going. And then another thing is small amounts. Just deciding that, you know, that if you start exercising, you're going to feel better, both physically and emotionally, is a huge part of curing depression, or at least making depression less evident in your life. And getting that exercise, getting the endorphins moving, is so important. And so giving yourself little baby bite-sized pieces is so important, starting with small things. You know, little bits of exercise make a huge difference. And once your emotional well-being starts to improve and you start to physically feel a little better, you feel a little stronger, you get the blood pumping in your body, maybe you're doing some stretches when you're done with a walk or something, you know, just minimal 15, 20 minutes can make a huge difference. But then what you're wanting is you're wanting more of that. And it's just natural in all parts of it, whether it is exercise or eating healthy or sleeping well. Once you start getting a taste of what it feels like, you naturally want a little bit more of that. And so just, you know, reminding yourself not to overwhelm yourself with thinking, you know, sometimes people are all or nothing, and or they label themselves as, oh, I'm all or nothing. I'm black or white. Either I do it all the way or I, you know, don't do it at all. It's when we label ourselves that way that we make it very difficult to actually practice things in a way that are actually way more successful and going to last long term. And that comes in those bite-sized pieces, small amounts of practicing things that we can really feel successful, feel the wins, and celebrate, you know, celebrate that we did follow through and accomplish something that made us feel better.
Yes. Okay, great. And this goes with any kind of practice. As a spiritual teacher and as a meditation teacher, I kind of counsel people the same thing. It's a little bit at a time, and you won't acquire everything in 15 minutes. So a little bit at
exactly.
a time. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And we're also going to launch right into another question from a listener. This is related to something we talked about before the break. You were talking about people's body concepts and the concept of how a body looks, about how it feels, how you look in the mirror, as being one of the things that people associate with health and wellness. And we're going to talk for the remainder of the time about how spirituality is a key component in that. But on the body concept issue, we've got a question from Shelley from Ontario. And Shelley, if you're listening, thank you for writing in here. This is a really, really interesting question, and we want to have Cindy answer this one. And it's regarding loving our bodies as we age. So if that relates to you as a listener, as far as loving our bodies as we age, is this just an acceptance of the way things are, or are we headed for a true love of what's becoming? In other words, is there a way to truly embrace your aging body, welcome it? In other words, really love the aging process and the outcome, or are we just accepting it? So how, what I read into that is, how do we come to a place of loving that?
Yeah, oh my gosh, I love this question. This one is
right on.
Very near and dear to my heart. Ugh. Okay, so I just had my 54th birthday, as you know.
I do.
And I'll tell you, the last few years, thank you. I love my birthday. I've always loved birthdays. And when people say they hate their birthday, I just feel sad for them, because I think that birthdays are just a way for us to celebrate how awesome we are and what we've accomplished and what we still want to accomplish and how we can, you know, live our life better in the next year and who we can, you know, help and who we can celebrate and how we, you know, just everything. And I'll tell you, the my own personal body concepts have been a challenge over the years. And I have found, big time. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I started this out, diet, exercise, you know, only fitness focused, only diet focused, very scale focused, you know, size of my clothes focused.
Sure,
and
of course.
Then the whole feeling about just loving myself and embracing who I am and then being the best I can be at that time in my life is what I have learned is how we have to do it. We can't fight what we are, you know, or what our body is going through at the time. We can give it all the best possible tools to thrive that we can, but we cannot fight our age. I mean, our bodies age. That's what they do. They are set up to last for a certain, you know, period of time, and through, you know, science and research and just, you know, realizing how limited these bodies really are, we have worked on different ways to make our bodies last longer. But through that process, they last longer, but not necessarily, you know, they don't necessarily do it easily. So we have to, right? We have to embrace that, and we have to accept, and when I say that, I don't mean we can accept our unhealthy bodies if we have dealt them a raw deal throughout our lifetime.
Sure.
That just means that we didn't take care of our body, and it's not an excuse to accept that our body is unhealthy and that we can just go with it because we're too old to change it now. You're never too old to take care of yourself. You're never too old to change the way you eat, to change your habits, to accept help, to ask for help. You know, I think that that is such a huge thing. And I have really watched myself over time and realized that I, until really, you know, the last couple of years, I still had so many concepts, and I still probably do. But I'm learning how to work through it, and I am learning to recognize it. I'm asking for help, and I'm realizing that I can't do it alone. And I mean that in both the spiritual sense as well as my fellow humans. You know, I need the help of others. And I need to be able to recognize when I need that, and I need to ask for it, and I need to embrace it. I need to embrace the gifts, you know. And I realize now more than ever, as I said, you know, in my 50s, that our bodies are ever changing, and if we allow them to go downhill, they're going to hold on to that and run. They will, if we will let them. And you know, we have to accept that. No, every day my body, you know, as we say, our body is a temple, which, you know, we live in it, we use it to help others. And if we don't take care of it, we're not going to be around very long to do what we're here to do. And I believe that. I believe that the more that we embrace taking care of our body at the age that it is and pushing it to be a little bit stronger and a little bit healthier, a little more fit, and to, you know, absorb more nutrients and hydrate it well and do all these things for it, it's going to give back, and it's going to support us to, you know, be around longer and to help more and give more.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. There's a lot that goes into that, especially as we age. So Shelley, thank you so much for writing in. And I want to encourage all of you listening to, if you have questions for me, for the show, please feel welcome to write in. The email is tomas@tomasgarza.com. There is no H in that, by the way. It's T-O-M-A-S. So, Cindy, you mentioned working through some of your concepts. So, in addition to what you've already told us, are there other ways that you work through some of your own concepts for health and wellness?
Oh, most definitely. Journaling. Journaling has been a huge, huge thing for me. Journaling, meditation, my own spiritual practice for many years of my life. I was kind of lost. I wasn't sure. Nothing really connected for me in the spiritual part of life. That's pretty much, I've discovered that when I embrace the spiritual connection in all parts, all of life goes so much smoother. And I realized that, that was missing. And when I started meditating, when I started journaling, when I started asking for guidance and support, answers started to show up in my life. And seriously, and you can do it in any way that it makes sense to you. You know, whether you're talking to God or you're talking to Jesus or you're talking to the Holy Spirit or Spirit or Buddha or whoever you talk to, it doesn't matter. But when we feel like, oh, I've got this, I can do this, whatever, I can do it myself because I've always done it. I just need to be better at it. When you have that concept, which I lived in that world for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And when you have that concept, you are so limited. We limit ourselves to accomplish what we set out to do in this lifetime. And you just settle. And settling doesn't feel good. You know, settling is well, it feels limiting. It feels stifled. It feels like, you know, you lose joy. You lose the ability to feel joy and to share joy. And I realized that when I started embracing the practices of my own personal spiritual practice, which, you know, there's all kinds of ways you can do it. But I think one really important thing for me is having a morning practice of my own little routine that I, you know, that I go through every morning. And that has been a powerful part of my life. And I always recommend to my clients and my coaches that I work with that, you know, you've got to have some type of a morning routine to ground you and to give you a focus for the day, to help you to, you know, really accomplish the goals you set out for yourself. And then, of course, to, you know, realize where you're starting from and to actually set goals so that you have something to strive for.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for that and for your insights. I know this is of value to a number of people listening because we're all dealing with changing bodies, and that's the case even if you're 25, much less when you're in your 50s and even older. So what I want to do, Cindy, is I thank you for your answers on these questions and for how thorough you've been on that. I know this helps so many people. And what I want to have you do is after this next commercial break, which we're going to cut to in a moment here, we're going to have, Cindy, we're going to have you tell us about your business and how you incorporate your spirituality into your business and your work life so that people can really, really transform themselves. You're listening to Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. We'll be right back.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. Thank you for listening. You know, there's only so much we can cover on a one-hour show. If you'd like to hear further from me, I happily offer personalized teachings. Get your very own voice recording or book a one-on-one consultation. Ask a burning question and gain clarity on achieving massive transformation in your life. Details available on my website, TomasGarza.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, you know, your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Decide to Transform. You are listening to a live interview with my beautiful wife, Cindy Garza. Cindy is an expert on health, wellness, and massive transformation. And our topic today is health, wellness, and spirituality. So before the break, we took a couple of really excellent listener questions about the idea of body concepts, especially as people age, and all that goes into health and wellness. And because we're talking about health, wellness, and spirituality, Cindy, I want to ask you here, and we're going to talk about this in great detail here on the last part of the broadcast today. To what point for you did spirituality become such a strong component? Was there one moment that you can point to, maybe?
Oh, wow. Oh, man. That's a big question. One point in particular. I don't know if I would necessarily say one point in particular. But there was a whole bunch of things. I suppose kind of the reality that spirituality was actually what was acting in my life to bring me to the point that I have come, you know, was an evolution of a whole lot of things all coming together in kind of a, I don't know, a buildup, you know, and
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was coming from different places, and both through my own spiritual practice. I study a book called The ACIM, A Course in Miracles, as
right.
you know, and it has been such an amazing part of my my experience and my learning and my teaching and my learning how to, you know, kind of forgive myself and let go of the past and the concepts that I held on to like they were my lifeline, that were really actually holding me back. And then seeing it coming in every other way, I have such wonderful mentorship and guidance and support through my coaching program that
sure.
Okay. Once a person, I mean, we support clients to better themselves, to awaken themselves, to love themselves, and to want more for themselves. And sometimes those clients decide to join us as coaches of the program.
Sure.
And what happens to them when they do that is a whole nother world of support and love and guidance and mentorship opens up to them.
Okay.
And so that is, you know, that has been a huge part of the awakening for me and the reality that spirituality is so huge in my life, because that love and support became such a giant part of my growth. And when I realized that it had that connection, that it was so deeply spiritually connected, that it was,
yeah.
you know, it was saying to me, listen, pay attention. These
yes.
people are here to pour into you, to awaken you, to guide you to what you've been asking for all along. So listen to them and let them pour into you and then follow their lead. They're here to help you, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I started seeing that in my life in so many different ways. And so it's really actually been in the last few months. I went recently through my dad died, and
right. mm-hmm.
that for me was a big part of my recent different level, I would say, of spiritual experience through this
yeah,
process.
Right.
And yeah, it opened up a lot of I guess you would say trust issues in trusting myself and trusting others
gotcha.
To really have my back and
yeah.
Understand that, you know, there was so much out there. If you just let down your guard, listen,
mm-hmm.
trust, ask for guidance, ask for support. And so really, the last 2-3 months, I guess 3 months, have been huge changers for me, and really being able to recognize all of all of the ways it's been showing up in my life.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and yeah, it's definitely been, as someone who's been there with you the entire way, it's definitely been a game changer, and it has definitely increased the intensity of the experience. I guess that's one way of putting it. So tell us about, so tell us about how you incorporate spirituality into your coaching practice with clients. What does that look like?
Well, you know, one thing about it is gaining trust. People don't want to be told how to do something. They don't want to be, they want to be able to own it. I should back up on that. They don't necessarily want to be able to own it, but when they can own what they have created for themselves instead of giving it away to someone else to create for them, that's when they can truly be successful, right? And so oftentimes they're coming into it needing to feel like someone else is telling them what to do. But the reality of it is I get to awaken and empower them to really do it themselves and to ask for that support and then do it themselves. And just teach them and guide them to how to do it and how to recognize when they're not, you know, when they're allowing those old concepts to creep back into their life and then to trust, you know, to trust themselves, to trust a greater power that someone's watching out for them and they just need to listen. And learn that those old unhealthy habits that they have been embracing all along, even though they're comfortable, they are not going to help them change. They're not going to help them become the better, healthier, happier person that they really want to. And really, spirituality is loving yourself. It is, you know, enjoying life. It's helping others enjoy life. It's giving back to the world. And when you give back to the world gives back to you. And so there's this give and take constantly. And it's teaching my clients that and helping them to celebrate. They might be small wins, but small wins are huge wins. And any win is a huge win, right? And so when I get, you know, when I help them to see that and celebrate that, they are happier. They show up in the world happier, right? They show up in the world as the person that they said in the beginning that they wanted to become. And lots of times they don't even realize that that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. And so I get to help them see that. I get to help them see, I get to say, like, you know, do you see how that made you feel? And how did that make you feel? Why is that important to you? And when they realize that, that's what's really awakening in them to recognize, you know, that they are transforming and showing up differently in the world.
Well, and it certainly is a process. So is there, if you had to pinpoint one sort of breakthrough that one of your clients has had in the spiritual arena, this is for the benefit of those out listening wherever you are in the world, what's a breakthrough that you know that a client had in the spiritual arena because they were working with you? Is there one thing that jumps to mind?
Oh, yeah. A few. One in particular, that is very near and dear to my heart. I mean, they all are. I love my clients. My clients are wonderful. The coaches I work with are wonderful. But one in particular has just embraced so much of it and realized that through asking for help, and going beyond just the same old, I should be able to do this, this is what I'm supposed to be able to do, but really deeply asking spiritually for help and for guidance and then letting go and learning to meditate and not orchestrate. I guess so often I love the there's a quote that says prayer, which prayer is wonderful. And I every meditation that I start with is in prayer. Prayer is talking to God, and meditation is listening to God. And so they go hand in hand. And it's like, you know, when you speak in that belief system, whether you're talking to God or whoever, again, I want to, you know, disclaimer here, whatever your belief system is, you talk to in that way, and you ask for support and you ask for guidance, but then you're willing to listen to the answer that is going to come in many different ways. But if you're willing to be quiet and let yourself be talked to, you're going to change. You're going to learn to listen in different ways. And those answers don't come at that moment necessarily, and usually don't. They come throughout your day. They come throughout your journey. And it's learning how to listen. It's learning how to hear. It's recognizing that when little tiny things happen, they don't have to be big changes. But when little tiny things happen, and you can look at them and go, oh, wait a minute. This is like, I asked for help with this.
Yeah.
And then I let it go, you know, and you recognize those little things starting to happen, and you go, oh my gosh, this is exciting. This, it does work, you know? And I remember when my client was sharing with me these things that she was recognizing, and she does it all the time. And, you know, and it's a constant, you know, back and forth. And it doesn't mean that she's perfect and that she never goes off track, because she still does, because we as humans forget that we're moving forward sometimes, and we go fall back into those unhealthy habits. But then you just kind of remind yourself, or your health coach reminds you of what, you know, was working really well. And that's right. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to practice that again. And you start to practice that again. And then you start to move forward again. And you start to, you know, keep moving forward toward the goals that you set for yourself originally, or the ones that you realize, wow, I blew those goals out of the water. I need to set some new ones. And you start revisiting that same practice again.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that. I think that's so helpful for people to know that this type of transformation takes place, and that it takes place on a routine basis. So if there's someone out there that would like to work with you, how do they find you? How does someone work with you? And what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Well, I am very available on Facebook. You can find me under just my name, Cindy Garza. You can also go to my business page, which is Awaken Opportunities Coaching, and that's on Facebook. And you can like my page and see lots of information there. Reach out in private message, and I can totally hook you up, though, Cindy Garza. It's public, so it's easy to get. And I'd be happy to answer any questions, or, you know, set up a time to chat. I normally will just set up a call with someone and talk about their goals and see what it is they're interested in. Sometimes people are interested in getting, you know, physically healthy, and sometimes they're interested in the business side of what I do, because I do coaches. I help people who are either have, you know, transformed in their health, and they're wanting to pay that forward and help their friends and family, or you know, people that are just interested in starting their own business, like I have. Okay. I've been doing this for 7.5 years. So
yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And would you say the name of your Facebook business page again?
Yes. It's Awaken Awaken Opportunities Coaching.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Right. Yeah. Awaken Opportunities Coaching. All right. Well, that's really, really wonderful, because I know that that there are people out there all over the world that are tuning in, they're listening, and I know for a fact that your private messages are always busy. That's a great way to reach you for sure. So, yeah. And so in the couple minutes that remain, do you have any additional or any kind of closing thoughts for people about health, wellness, and spirituality? Is there a particular word of wisdom or Anything you want to add here?
Oh, sure. I think one thing that people feel when they start to look at their life, and they can be in a really unhealthy place. So this is kind of geared towards people that are just getting started trying to find their way to a healthy life and a healthy body, a healthy mindset. And it can feel really overwhelming. But
sure.
the idea of total transformation and having that overall feeling of transformation, but it all just starts with that first step. And when you take that first step and you focus on what it is you want, all the things will start to appear that are going to help you. So focusing on those positive things and letting the negatives fall away, the self-talk, the negative self-talk, the self-doubt of success, making sure that that is not where your focus is at, but your focus is on what it is you want. And taking those small baby steps, reaching out to people, surrounding yourself with healthy-minded people, people who you want to be like.
Sure.
That is the fast track route to get there.
Absolutely. Well, I love it. But this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today on Decide to Transform. I know that people have gotten a lot out of this, and we're going to have you back on the show, and we'll talk about
that.
Yes, there's a lot more going on here, guys. So everyone have a great week. Cindy and I say goodbye. Have a great week. And we'll see you next week on Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio.